Hello and welcome. This is the top five on Press TV. Yemen's Ansarullah movement and the Saudi-led coalition have reached an agreement for a prisoner exchange ahead of a planned peace talk in Sweden. Ansarullah officials say the agreement was signed by both parties on Monday. According to Yemeni sources, all Yemeni prisoners and those of the coalition will be freed as per the agreement. Meanwhile, a plane carrying wounded Ansarullah members has arrived in Oman for treatment. A coalition spokesman said the evacuation permit was aimed at building confidence in the run-up to the Stockholm talks. Kuwait's deputy foreign minister has announced that an Ansarullah delegation will head to the Swedish capital along with a Kuwaiti ambassador on Tuesday. Iran has hailed the UN-mediated talks but reiterated its call for an end to the Saudi-led aggression on Yemen.
We hail peace talks between Yemeni factions in Sweden. We welcome all efforts that are directed at reducing the suffering of the oppressed people of Yemen. We believe the four-point peace plan offered by Iran's foreign minister several years ago can be an effective solution to the catastrophe in Yemen. The initiative can put an end to this huge humanitarian disaster that could be considered as a disgrace to contemporary history.
In a statement, Iran's foreign ministry also called on all the Yemeni factions to engage constructively and responsibly in the Stockholm talks. The statement added that the Yemeni parties should take steps towards building confidence and laying the groundwork for a comprehensive agreement. It urged the international community to play a more serious role in Yemen's peace process. Iran's foreign ministry said this can be achieved through pressuring countries that export arms to the Saudi-led coalition to stop doing so.
We hail peace talks between Yemen.
For more on that, we're joined by Mr. Lawrence Davidson, professor at Westchester University. Thank you very much, Mr. Davidson, once again for joining us on Press TV's Top 5. Now, it seems that everything is in place for the peace talks in Stockholm. Are you optimistic?
Well, I guess I'm more optimistic than I was last month. You know, there can be no harm in this talk, and it might lead someplace. I think that the question is why the Saudis are doing this at this moment. I think a lot of it has to do with the diplomatic pressure they're under because of the murder of the US-based Saudi journalist and the anger that's generated in Congress and also other countries that are refusing. Some European countries have refused to sell them weapons now. So I think that this is a tactical move on their part to try to relieve some of that pressure. I don't want to gainsay it. I mean, it's certainly a move in the right direction, but how far it'll go, we'll have to see.
Exactly. How far do you think this will go? Or maybe the Saudis will use this as a period to gain more strength to continue the war. Do you think that there is a possibility that the war will end with these peace talks?
Well, it depends upon in the internal dynamic within the Saudi royal family. there are factions within Saudi Arabia who think this is, you know, this war has reached a point of diminishing returns. It's unclear to me how powerful they are. So I don't think it's just a pause so as to, say, regain any strength to carry the war on. because I don't think there is any additional strength to carry the war on. They're losing support monthly, and it's really just how stubborn they want to be. I'm moderately optimistic that this could lead someplace, but I have no insight that would guarantee that.
Yeah, well, yeah. We should hope that at least for the sake of the Yemeni people, it will. Thank
sure.
you very much, Mr. Sure. Lawrence Davidson, professor at Westchester University. Your comments are always welcome, sir, on Press.